Transitioning isn't new. Everybody's always doing it. Drag queens, babies, aging parents, superheroes, even clownfish. Directed by Liam Mercer and performed by Stace, soon-to-be Zach Callahan, Queer as Flux is an intimate, warm and life-affirming solo performance that celebrates transitions. Transitions of bodies, hearts, minds and societies. Autobiography meets activism, wrapped in an intimate and uplifting performance. Joining us to talk more, multi-award-winning artist, writer and solo performer, Stace Callahan. Morning, how are you?
Good morning, Danny. Great to be here.
Wonderful to have you here.
Today.
Good. I'm sorry to make you wake up so early to do the radio thing. I very much appreciate it. I'm assuming that people that work in theatre are more nocturnal creatures.
Oh, at the moment, we're in production week, so it was going to be an early start anyway. So all good, all good.
Now, transitions is the theme here, and a bit of a transition yourself at the moment. Changing your name to Zach, how's that process going for you?
Oh, I hate paperwork, Danny, so it's quite a challenging process. I'm really in the early stages of that. So, it's not my superpower at all, paperwork, but it's getting there step by step. It's amazing how many different documents you have with a name that you need to change. So, yeah, it might be a six-month process at the rate I'm going at the moment. So.
Oh, right. Life admin times infinity.
Yeah.
Queer as Flux coming up real soon. If you have to give the elevator pitch to someone, what is Queer as Flux about?
It is an autobiographical story, my own story of gender transitioning and my family's transition as well, through mum's transition into dementia and my dad's transition from husband to her caregiver. And so by really focusing on my individual story, I hope that it enables people to see the universality of transitioning, that everybody is always doing it, whether it's your career or your relationship, or it might be through aging or through illness, that we're all constantly going through some kind of change or transition in our lives. And it's not something to necessarily fear or be afraid of, but how do we embrace it, or how do we navigate that change or that flow with ease and hopefully a bit of grace? And sometimes humour is very useful as well, I think.
Indeed. So that's what inspired you to create the show. When you were doing it, did you know that this was something that you always wanted to perform solo?
Yes. So this is my fourth solo show that I've written and performed. So it is my kind of area of focus or expertise, if you like. It's a way that I get to have a relationship with the audience rather than just another actor on stage. While it might be one performer, there's a team as well. So there's about, you know, at least 10 of us on the project. So it's a very well-oiled kind of machine that happens, especially with Maddie Mullins, who's the stage manager. She has at least, I think at the moment, the count is 220 cues of audio and sound.
Whoa.
And AV. So it's definitely a one actor show, but there's a big team. Liam Mercer, my director as well, is fine-tuning everything, right, especially even in this week as well. So we're really down to the itty-bitty grits of things. So, one person shows are where my focus kind of tends to be, because I get to have a relationship with the audience in that way.
And how did you link up with Leah, who's the director of this play, Leah Mercer?
Yeah, we have been friends since university days, and this is a radio interview. You'll be shocked probably to hear that that's over 30 years. But yeah, on my very first day in O Week at the University of Queensland, I went and saw the drama, the society play or whatever it was, and Leah was in it, and I went, oh, I want to be her friend, and that's about 34 years ago.
Oh,
Danny.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, and we've made theatre together a lot through that time. So.
Oh, that's inspirational there too, because, I mean, obviously O Week can be a really intimidating time.
That's right.
But you've been able to take your experience from O Week and turn it into a 30-plus year friendship, and also a successful working relationship as well. So that's really nice.
Yeah, it's been lovely. And theatre has really, enabled us to keep connecting and diving deeper with the friendship as well. So it's been really lovely.
And with theatre as well, because you've got the audience there looking at you, what sort of reactions are you looking at from your audience that you're hoping to get from the show Queer as Flux?
Well, I think from previous shows, we've done it at the Melt Festival in Brisbane and at the Powerhouse Theatre, and then a three-week season in Perth at the Blue Room Theatre. And seeing the audiences, the most common kind of thing that I notice is people kind of afterwards do a roller coaster gesture of I was high and it was great, it was like, oh, and then oh, there's this really poignant moment, and then oh, I was back up here. And so I think really to just enable people to go on whatever journey they would like to go on as they watch the different scenarios kind of unfold. So I think there is, you know, we've really created something that will appeal to people, no matter if they have nothing to do with, you know, any kind of transgender kind of stuff, that there are scenes and moments in there that I think everyone will be able to relate to. You know, we all have aging parents. We've all had a beautiful pet that we love. You know, we all have amazing experiences that challenge us or that confront us or that we have to, you know, develop resilience through. So, yeah, I think that I will be happy if I see this the audience engaged, which I do. So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful stuff. And obviously, you say it's production week at the moment. Things are getting busy because it all kicks off this Thursday evening.
Yes, that's right. Three nights only. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Very exciting.
Where can people get their tickets at?
Yeah, just for if you get onto the Sydney Opera House website, then follow the links to Queer as Flux. You'll be able to get your tickets there.
You say Queer as Flux much better than I do.
It rolls off my tongue, Danny. I've said it quite a few times now.
Wonderful stuff. Star of the show, Queer as Flux, stay soon to be Zach Callaghan. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Danny. Have a beautiful day.